mama forgive me. Ipe kodye nuri alinga tusike kona pana vamu big street kwa kula sunga na shepa kanemfi. Banza nuchisa vapaya ni envy. Mwano musu matumwe na kuchenji mafalo plenty.
Lusaka's number one, 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Topway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government has been commended for its commitment to tackling the pressing issue of water pollution on the Copperbelt. Zambia's digital financial ecosystem has witnessed unprecedented growth. In international news, Namibia has partially lifted Brazilian poultry import ban. And in sports news, Chipolopolo goalkeeper Charles Kalumba says he is aiming to lift another COSAFA trophy this year.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanje Mulenga. The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has commended the government of Zambia for its commitment to tackling pressing issues of water pollution on the Copperbelt, describing the proactive stance as a welcome development. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo Mwape acknowledged the government's recognition of the devastating impact pollution has had on local ecosystems, communities and livelihoods, particularly affecting residents who rely on land and water for survival. She stated that efforts to mitigate the crisis mark an important step forward. However, Ms. Mwape expressed concern over the compensation package of 16 million kwacha proposed for more than 500 households and farmers affected by the pollution, arguing that the amount is inadequate to address the scale of the damage. On average, each farmer would receive 30,000 kwacha, a sum she deemed insufficient given the loss of fertile land, clean water access and reduced agricultural productivity. She urged the government and the responsible polluters to reconsider the compensation package to ensure fairness for the affected farmers. In another development, Swala Pilu, a non-governmental organization, has expressed deep concern over the increasing number of suicide cases in Zambia. The organization is calling for urgent collective efforts from the government, traditional leaders, and other stakeholders to address the growing mental health crisis in the country. Speaking at a suicide prevention sensitization campaign held in Lusaka's Mutendere area under the theme Stop Suicide, Swala Pilu's executive director, Mary Kufanga, emphasized that suicide is a serious issue that demands immediate attention. The campaign featured a march past and targeted sensitization activities aimed at drivers, commuters, market traders, and members of the public. Ms. Kufanga explained that her organization sought to educate the community on the importance of mental health and the urgent need to recognize warning signs of suicide. She highlighted several contributing factors, including unemployment, poverty, emotional stress, substance abuse, and relationship breakups, which exacerbate mental health challenges among Zambians.
This alarming trend reflects a broader mental health crisis between 2021 and 2024 health cases among young people, which has escalated to over 100,000, with many linked to unemployment and resulting in stress. The rise in suicide is driven by multiple factors. Just in Muchinga Province, police reported an alarming number of suicide cases attributing to mental health challenges, alcohol, marital disputes, and financial difficulties. In our country, Zambia, we have lost our comrades, our brothers, our sisters, even children, due to suicide. These people who once laughed had dreams and hope to become a somebody, but their lives were shattered. Let us remember, suicide is not a weakness. It is a crisis of pain, and every crisis has a solution if we act together.
In another development, Zambia's digital financial ecosystem has witnessed unprecedented growth, with active mobile wallets surging by 1,200% from about 1 million users in 2017 to 13 million by the end of 2024. This rapid adoption of digital payment platforms marks a significant shift towards a cashless economy, according to Ms. Miriam Kamuhuza, Director of Payment Systems at the Bank of Zambia. Point of sale transactions have also skyrocketed, increasing by 2,200% from 8 billion in 2017 to 185 billion in 2024, underscoring the expanding reliance on electronic payments across the country. Speaking at the launch of SeaGrade's new digital payment solution, Capita na 543, Konsekwense in Lusaka last evening, Ms. Kamuhuza said this growth aligns with the Bank of Zambia's vision to support a 24/7 digital economy. She commended SeaGrade for their commitment to advancing Zambia's digital financial inclusion journey.
This figure underscores the increasing reliance of Zambians on digital platforms for their financial needs. This trajectory perfectly aligns with our national ambition to build a robust and inclusive 24/7 digital economy. If you move towards a 24/7 digital economy, of course, we are doing business. You want the payments to be able to support this. And then we're also saying, as a country, we shouldn't be left behind. Let's adopt international standards, ensuring that no merchant is left behind. And you can see the merchant uptake is quite significant now, and there is one of us here for a financial service provider to reposition ourselves to tap into this growing space. So as we strive to create equal access to these payments across all districts, even to the last mile, projects like Capita, Conte, 543 have the immense potential to narrow the existing gap between the rural and urban.
At the same event, Kelvin Chikomo, Managing Director of SeaGrade, described Capita na 543 as a game-changer designed to meet diverse business needs by promoting convenience and improving cash handling.
Imagine you own a shop, a home shop. You sell groceries, but you're not at the shop all the time. Wouldn't it be great to have a solution that could keep track of what was sold at that shop, keep track of the payments and how the payments were done, whether it's cards or more money or get cash or cash, let the cashiers transact in their preferred language, whether it's Lozi, Lunda, Bemba. The same solution allows you to take deposits, process withdrawals, process bill payments, whether it's NAPSA, VRA, Zesco. It allows you to pay salaries, pay your suppliers. You pick your quarter chicken chips with Fanta, you pay, you receive your receipts, and you pick your food. No human interaction.
In another development, Vision Zambia Initiative Executive Director Namutula Sindila has urged communities to take an active role in improving water and sanitation facilities in schools to protect pupils from health complications. Ms. Sindila revealed that her organization recently received a distress call from a parent at a school in Luapula province, reporting that several schoolgirls had fallen ill with urinary tract infections due to the use of overflowing pit latrines. She said the parent expressed concern over the poor sanitation conditions and the impact on students' health and education. Ms. Sindila emphasized the need for communities to be vigilant and ensure that pit latrines are properly managed and treated before use. She warned that failure to maintain proper sanitation could lead to severe health risks for learners, forcing them to miss school. She further highlighted the importance of implementing the presidential directive to increase public facilities with running water, particularly in schools. Ms. Sindila called on civil society organizations and other stakeholders to prioritize modern sanitation infrastructure in their budgeting, either through new constructions or rehabilitation of existing facilities, to ensure a safer and healthier learning environment. In international news, the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform has partially lifted its ban on the import and in-transit movement of live poultry, poultry meat and poultry products from Brazil. Restrictions are now limited to the state of Rio Grande do Sul. The ministry says the decision followed a detailed risk assessment submitted by Brazil's Veterinary Authority, which was reviewed by Namibia's Directorate on Veterinary Services, DVS. The ban imposed after Brazil's Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock reported an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza H5N1 on May 15th in chickens at a breeding establishment in the municipality of Montenegro, located in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. Still in international news, former President of the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, Joseph Kabila made a rare public appearance on Thursday at his private residence in the country's eastern North Kivu province. He began meeting with local community representatives just